Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is from Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make you with an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Word of God, word of life. Let us read Psalm 145 responsively. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, you are great and your compassion is over all your works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down.
The eyes of all wait upon you.
You open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
You are righteous in all your ways and loving in all your works.
You are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully.
You fulfill the desire of those who fear you. You hear their cry and save them.
You watch over all those who love you, but all the wicked you shall destroy.
My mouth shall sing praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless God's holy name forever and ever.
Our second reading is from Romans. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But the crowds heard it. They followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
To set the stage for hearing Isaiah, one needs an imagination. Imagine a nation of people who received literally years of warnings. Imagine that nation's leaders making bad alliances, seeking assent from all around. Imagine that nation being overrun by an adversary, the religious establishment looted, and the sacred vessels and furnishings carted away. Imagine the artisans and the governing classes taken away into captivity, into an exile for generations. Imagine the sense of loss, the sense of hopelessness. By some accounts, life was not all that bad under the rules of captivity. But the yearning, the grief over what was lost consumed many people. Meanwhile, back in the home country, the captor country displaced ruling and artisan classes from another country and moved them into those places vacated by your nation's people. Worse yet, over those generations away, some of the people from the two nations married one another. Some who had experienced exile believed that the only way to please God lies in keeping those bloodlines, those ethnic and national identities pure. Fear for the future permeates the thoughts of those displaced. But wait. A neighboring rival overthrows that first captor, this exiled people of God, who have yearned to go home for generations, receives word. They can go back. The new ruler will even fund rebuilding the temple. They can restore their nation. What will this new reality look like? Perhaps fear will fill the lives of these peoples on a quest to restore their nation. Fear of those outsiders, those people who are other. Fear of scarcity as they return to this, well, to the unknown of a land that may not feel so familiar anymore. Think back. 30, 50, 70, 100 years ago, if you had left the United States and been disconnected from all that was happening and then returned after that long time, what might that feel like? Some may experience cognitive discomfort. Others, the experience may be much more visceral. But wait. Into that situation, a prophet proclaims hope. The promise rings clear. Listen to it again. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wealthy or poor, worthy or without merit, everyone, hear it. Everyone, come to the waters. Come, buy and eat without price. In the face of scarcity, God promises plenty. Wine reminds the keen listener of the promised mountain, way back in Isaiah's story, where a banquet was to be held, celebrating the death of death itself, where all nations would gather, where well-strained wine and the richest food would bless the banquet table, where God would bring restoration. The image of milk might also invoke a long-ago promise from entering this land for the first time. The land of milk and honey featured large as a promise from the divine. Everyone come. The Lord continues. Incline your ear, come to me, listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Biblical covenant stands decidedly on a one-sided space, on one-sided promises. Human covenants, well, typically those involve mutual agreement, negotiated behavior for the common good. Not so divine covenant. God promises. There really is nothing humanity can do to earn the blessing, the promise of God. Negotiated mutuality has no place in these covenants. Rather, God makes the covenant and the people can only live into it, respond to it. Finally, at least for today, this promise. See, you shall call all nations that do not know that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. God promises that the people need not fear the nations, whether by nationality, ethnicity, identity of any kind. These nations of the world will come because God has glorified this people, who experienced such tragedy. Living faithfully involves living fully into the promises and into the confidence that indeed God's promised banquet includes everyone, all peoples come. There is so much more. For today, let it suffice to say that God walks with all people to overcome all the sorrow, all the struggle, all the loss, all the grief, all the fear of scarcity, fear of others, fear of the world. Jesus convenes just that kind of banquet with the feeding of 5,000 men besides women and children. When disciples fear there is not enough, Jesus takes what they have. Jesus blesses it. Jesus offers it to all. Abundance abounds. So much in Jesus' action prefigures the Last Supper, the institution of Holy Communion, but for now, let all who hear remember that God has accompanied all nations, all people faithfully. God's steadfast love endures forever. Living in the covenant of God's love, faithful people all around have nothing to fear. Living in the covenant of God's love, faithful people experience freedom to love without concern for scarcity. What might this speak to the people of God in this nation? In the face of scarcity, in the face of feared scarcity, trust in God's abundant love and providence. Living from a posture open, this posture, open space to care for and love neighbor in ways that go far beyond what most can imagine. Live in response to God's covenant, a promise of love. Listen to God. Follow Jesus in living the reign of God. Follow Jesus in proclaiming in word and action God's love for all people, all nations, for all identities, for everyone. No exceptions. Live mindful that such living gospel truth, experiencing God's abundance, attracts all peoples. Do not fear those who differ in ethnicity and nationality, in social and economic circumstance, in identity. God's love gathers everyone, all nations, to the great banquet, where there is enough for all. Live trusting God's good news is for you and for everyone else without exception. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SAINT AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.